This is VOA News by remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Donald Trump predicted on Wednesday at least 100 million doses of a coronavirus vaccine could be distributed by the end of 2020, contradicting a top government health official. President Trump was asked by a reporter why the director of the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, Robert Redfield, hours earlier had stated that a coronavirus vaccine won't be widely available until next spring.
I believe he was confused. I'm just telling you, we're ready to go as soon as the vaccine happens.
So when do you want to see it available? What would be a timeline?
Really, to the general public immediately. When we go, we go. We're not looking to say, gee, in 6 months we're going to start giving it to the general public. No, we want to go immediately.
And Redfield, head of the federal government's disease control agency, made his comments in testimony before a U.S. Senate panel. He said general availability of a vaccine could come by late second quarter, third quarter 2021. A vaccine could be ready as soon as this November or December, Redfield said, adding that limited first doses could go to those who were most vulnerable. And more than 939,000 people have died worldwide from COVID-19, while the number of global infections is less than a quarter million shy of reaching a new milestone of 30 million. Two players and five members of staff have tested positive for COVID-19 in the latest round of testing, according to the National Football League on Wednesday. The league said that it had conducted more than 40,000 tests on players thus far and staff as well from September 6th through this past Saturday, and that those who had returned positive results will go into self-isolation until they are reassessed. This is VOA News. U.S. Undersecretary of State Keith Krebs is due to arrive in Taiwan Thursday afternoon in the highest-level visit by a State Department official to the island in decades. He's expected to meet with the President Tsai Ing-wen during the visit and participate in a trade and economic dialogue. The visit is the second high-level U.S. visit in 2 months following U.S. Health Secretary Alex Azar's visit last month. It has drawn a stem warning, a stern warning from China, which considers Taiwan its own and therefore decries any type of formal exchange between other countries and the island. U.S. Attorney General William Barr has raised some eyebrows for criticizing prosecutors in his own Justice Department for behaving as headhunters in their pursuit of prominent targets. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
Attorney General William Barr rejected the idea that prosecutors should have the final say in cases they pursue, saying that they're part of a permanent bureaucracy and need supervision from detached, politically appointed leaders who are accountable to the President and Congress. Barr's comments at Hillsdale College in Michigan appear to be a veiled reference to the prosecution of Roger Stone, a longtime friend of President Trump, whose sentencing recommendation was overruled by Barr. Although Barr was accused of undue intervention, he spoke out against the concept an attorney general could be accused of meddling in his own department. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
The Mexican government says it has requested information from the United States about claims that migrants were subjected to hysterectomies at a detention center in the state of Georgia, and that a migrant allegedly suffered sexual abuse at a facility in Texas. The Mexican Foreign Relations Department said Wednesday that a formal request has been made to the appropriate authorities for the report on the supposed negligent actions or rights abuses at immigration detention centers. The department said consular personnel would try to guarantee migrants' rights and are respected at the centers. It said it would follow the cases and provide consular assistance to any victims. A military whistleblower says federal officials sought some unusual crowd control devices, including one that's been called a heat ray, to deal with protesters outside the White House on the June day that law enforcement forcibly cleared Lafayette Square. The National Guard Major, Adam DeMarco, says the Defense Department's lead military police officer for the National Capital Region sent out an email asking if the D.C. National Guard possessed a long-range acoustic device used to transmit loud noises or an active denial system, also called a heat ray. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.